Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMake are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical and our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Yes, and amazing. This is a time for us to have John W. Spring. John Walton Spring, of course, is an important guy. I mean, honestly, we have prophetic people here, and this guy is a technical expert with an IQ over 200. He was a whistleblower of the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962 and the 1987 Grenada Island Crisis. We are the conjoint whistleblowers for the Russians in Punta Huerte, Nicaragua, and La Archila Island, the Lesser Antilles. They've actually reduced their forces' support of the Maduro troops, but there's no evidence that they pulled out their long runway or anything else, and they still have the danger of hypersonic cruise missiles that can strike America with intermediate-range nuke missiles at Mach 10 to Mach 13 at 7 to 9,000-plus miles an hour. And, of course, this is the anniversary today of the 30th anniversary of the massacre at Tiananmen Square in Beijing, China, and Thursday will be the 75th anniversary of D-Day, which, of course, that's one of the reasons why Trump is over there, to honor those that fell and died on D-Day to turn back the war. So we're going to have, hopefully we have John Walton Spring back to talk about this. They need to improve ties with Japan, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, because these short-range missiles, by the way, wouldn't necessarily target U.S. resources, but we do have an island in the area that could be hit. But it certainly could target Japan, and Japan is armed to the teeth with nukes. We are on the edge of a nuclear war. So, John, are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Bill.
Oh, we got a better thing. We did a little background buzz, but it's much better than it was. So, John, I want you to kind of... I think you have a background buzz there. Maybe you can turn your phone down or something. I'm not sure. It's not so bad now. Can you feel... Are you on your landline or your cell phone?
I'm on the landline right now.
Yeah, it's better. The cell phone was terrible. I don't know, because now, believe it or not, last Friday... We had a gentleman call 14 times, Stephen Fox, who is a whistleblower for Dr. Stoller, who is being persecuted as a doctor in San Francisco for giving vaccine waivers. And the city of San Francisco is trying to remove his license to practice medicine and sanction him with fines and or jail. That's an example of how crazy things are. And if you don't think that the NSA and the agencies are actually tagging my phones and trying to interfere with my show, you're a fool. And you're going to realize that we're trying to be whistleblowers to the president. We have not broken through yet directly to President Trump, although I suspect some of his advisors and people around him might have seen our videos or other material, because we put out a bunch of them now over the last year plus. But we have this is a very timely period, the 30th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square, and on Thursday, the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Please continue and tell us how do we improve our ties with Japan, and how do we get through to Trump?
Well, first of all, unbeknown to most people, I've had over the past 40 years, actually longer than that, close contacts with very high-ranking Japanese officials, including some family members of the Royal Imperial Family.
Ah, and, very good.
And although I cannot disclose their names, I will say that we've been on very, very close terms, and over this period of time and my visit to Japan, I've learned a lot about Japanese culture, because unlike most American tourists, practically all of my days were spent in the homes of either my Japanese friends or foreign friends who had lived in Japan for quite some time, in businesses that would be included in the multinational rank on a world scale basis.
Right.
And unfortunately, although I did mention in an earlier letter to President Trump regarding the fact that the recent tests in Korea, North Korea, were not a threat to the United States. What I don't think he fully understood, even though I did mention it in that same letter, there was an undisclosed visit by Vladimir Putin during the time of those tests.
Right.
He didn't want to be photographed.
You're talking about the test by, the nuclear tests that were going on in North Korea.
Well, these are specifically the missile tests that were held recently. The ones that...
You're talking about the recent short-range missile tests, because they had upgraded, and you gave me technical information on this, that the Rosatoms, in the last 6 months, even since the last summit with Trump, Russia has upgraded the Rosatom and the rocket systems for North Korea. They've actually increased their technological accuracy and range, haven't they?
Yes, they have. And, of course, when you have such an important guest in your presence, such as Vladimir Putin, you have to fire at least one of his missiles to impress him during his visit, so that he knows that you're basically still on his side and grateful for all of the wonderful missiles and rocket engines you provided to Pyongyang. And this is part of the intelligence which seems to be missing in Washington. Now,
missing? It's not missing. They're absent without leave. I mean, the fact that they won't contact you because everything you say can be validated. I'm sure there's various segments of the intel agencies that have pieces of what you said that they can acquire already in their database. They just haven't looked at it and put it all together. But they can validate and prove what you're saying is absolutely true. That Russia's advanced their weapon systems, that Putin was there at the recent launch of the short-range missiles, that now, after the execution of a number of officials at the last summit where Kim Jong did not get what he wanted, he killed his own advisors. These are like senior people, like Pompeo. They actually assassinated them. They actually killed them. They went to a firing squad. I mean, this is disgusting that we tolerate this kind of stuff. And the fact that we're tolerating Putin, in fact, I heard a comment that Putin is a justification for the continued existence of NATO. Putin's dangerous, isn't he?
He's very dangerous. He's pulling the strings throughout the world. He's pulling his strings in Iran. He's pulling strings in Venezuela. And undoubtedly, he's pulling strings in North Korea right now.
I think he's pulling the strings in China because... I honestly don't think, if you look at the long history of China, I don't think China, they would rather have trade than have war with West. Joe Biden actually handed over the islands to, as part of the deal, so his son got $1.5 billion invested in his so-called investment certificate company. But to be honest with you, the Chinese history is of a Silk Road or trade with the West rather than war. But I think that Russia definitely is warmongering, and now they've been doing conjoint military operations with China. This increases the danger dramatically, doesn't it?
It does. And unfortunately, the trade war with Beijing at this time is enhancing the possibility of a war with China.
Right.
We're provoking China in very much the same manner as we have been doing with North Korea and what we had done earlier with Japan prior to the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
Right.
Before
we bombed Pearl Harbor, here's what happened. There was a blockade, and you know all this history, of the coal and steel going to China, to Japan, before the Japanese decided to attack the areas of the... Oh, the American troops were coming into one of the southern Japanese islands, and what's that island called, where we had American troops? And people don't understand that Japan entered the war. We actually had broken the code and knew that the Japanese were going to attack Pearl Harbor, and we let it happen. I mean, people don't understand this, that our government allowed the death of Americans, just like in 9/11, they allowed the death of Americans to propel us into the war, which is in collaboration with the British, because the British wanted this. And the combination of the British and Americans had broken the code that the Germans were using and knew 6 weeks before the Japanese were coming to bomb Pearl Harbor, weren't they?
Yes. The code was broken. We had already established an oil embargo with Japan, cutting off their supply of oil from Indonesia and other areas of Southeast Asia. And as a result, the high command in Tokyo had a limited period of time to make a decision, and unfortunately they knew that if they waited any longer that they would not have a chance of even winning a war, so that's when they decided to attack Pearl Harbor with bombs and torpedoes the miniature submarines you never hear about, but they were also used as well as the fighter planes and torpedo planes. But unfortunately, the American people are never told about these things, just as we've...
Well, they are told on our show, but they're not even on Tucker Carlson or other Fox News networks. I mean, Hannity's like a rabid dog over the dog of the Democrats trying to push the Russiagate. Russiagate's a distraction, to be honest with you, because once Durham and Horowitz start releasing this information, there's going to be people go to jail. But this is all a distraction. The real big issues are Larachila Island and the Russians with nukes. The Russians have Iranians, by the way, that they support with Hezbollah down in Venezuela. The Chinese have got 35,000 troops. The Cubans, as a proxy of Russia, got 46,000, including the private guard around Maduro. We are... It's almost like if you had a gun or a bomb, you know, primed for World War III, we are not 3 minutes to midnight. We are 3 seconds to midnight, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And on top of that... we're about to lose our individual freedom with the real ID, which is going to be required by October of 2020. So
right.
Whoever becomes the next president of the United States in 2020 will assume the role of a dictator with more power than Hitler had in Nazi Germany or Stalin had in...
Every country on Earth is under that, and that's the United Nations World Identification System. And every nation's adopted. It was adopted during the time of George Bush Jr. And never turned over. And when he did Presidential Director 51, he handed over a lot of the powers of the president to the Special Activity Division of the CIA, the 17th agency that Hillary Clinton referred to, that runs the state of It's a Real Hell, Israel, and Saudi Arabia, and runs the state of Trans-Europe through the Bilderbergers and the Council on Foreign Relations. People don't realize how these are all tied together. And the Five Eyes agency that even did the attack against Trump through Richard Steele is all tied to the same characters, isn't it?
Yes. They hired consultants like Marcus Wolf of the East German Stasi, Evgeny Primakov of the Soviet KGB. The list goes on and on.
That's how they did Oklahoma City. When they did Oklahoma City, they had Strassmeyer from East Germany was involved with the munitions set up on these simulations in Elam City. I had one of the five munitions guys told me how to remove U.S. Army Corps engineer micro-nukes, RDXI explosive cord, and how there actually were agents that were there that were Middle Eastern agents that were working with Timothy McVeigh. And in fact, the Anfal bomb, which was 7 times bigger in the Khobar Towers years before that the same team examined, that the building was not blown up with ANFO or a fertilizer bomb. It was blown up with nukes, RDX and high explosive cord, and super thermite. People don't understand that the same technology was used in 9/11, and when they found out, they court-martialed him, and they fired me and gave me death threats. Dr. Deagle's still alive because if they kill me, you SOBs out there that want to disrespect Dr. Deagle, better damn respect me, because you're going to realize they're planning an event much bigger than 9/11 in your not-too-distant future. It's coming, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Dr. Teagle. And regarding this G20 summit that's going to be held in Osaka, Japan, unfortunately, there's no way that President Trump is being adequately prepared to deal with both Xi and Putin on this matter. And furthermore, he needs a key advisor who can sort of mend fences with Abe, who right now has gone to Tehran to try to work on behalf of settling matters so that we don't have a major war or conflict with Iran. People don't realize that at any second now...
Well, obviously, Shinzo Abe doesn't have the proper full intel. I have a menu of things I think Trump should do, and I want to run it by you and see, because you're very brilliant at this. Number one, when we come back, we'll go through that menu. But I want to actually give a menu, and I'm putting together a video I'm going to put up on his social Twitter page and Facebook page, referring to the fact that he needs to know about your whistleblowing and intel that they can cross-corroborate about the immediate danger of Russian nukes Not just there, but also in the Middle East now with Hezbollah about to attack Israel. We had David Rubin on video this morning before the show. You can watch that video free. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetaline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. Features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, as herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinblastine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back anytime between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium-magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2-plex Power C Plus and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Well, we have John Walton Spring here, and John, I think we need to get this audio out, and we need to get more material out directly to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is limping toward his second term. I think the Democrats are so idiotic, they've already blown it. If they actually rational, for example, the Democrats should talk about things they can do for the people. Help the border, help the people that are applying for rational citizenship with a merit-based system, fix the international trade, help Donald Trump so we can put the screws to Russia and China financially and otherwise so we don't have to go to war. Start working on things so we actually have a Belt and Road trade system with China and dissect China away from Russia, because I think the combination of Russia and China is very toxic. Yeah. Russia, by the way, has a lot of people inside Russia that are not happy with Mr. Putin. Mr. Putin is a former KGB member. I believe he's a descendant of Rasputin, and the guy is functionally crazy. He doesn't drink vodka. He should take something, because a man is manic and he's nuts. I saw him trip over a rug when he was skating last week, and the guy thinks he's such a macho guy. He's a little guy, and he's a black belt in some form of Russian black belt martial art, but he's an egomaniac, and I believe he actually wants to be dictator of the world. This guy is nuts, and to be honest with you, he travels around thinking he's some kind of like a Russian Orthodox prophet, because even though he's a communist, and he makes a percentage of every single transaction going on in Russia to the tune of $40-plus billion and more every day and converted from rubles. They're in banks all over the Western world. Trump could make a few phone calls and shut down his bank accounts and his dacha immediately. I think, honestly, if I was going to give a menu of things for Trump to do, the first thing I'd say is, look, Mr. Putin, I'm going to shut down you and your oligarchs. Don't give him a warning. Just do it. Second thing he needs to do is he needs to fly in with a force, special forces, to clean out Laurentia Island. Third thing he needs to do is he needs to do an oil embargo against Iran and against Venezuela so they can't ship any oil to Cuba. Cuba has 46,000 troops there. Cuba needs to be put on notice. We need to also use space-based, satellite-based weapon systems and kill all of these mullahs in Iran. It's not going to get better unless we get rid of the mullahs. The mullahs are the problem. Most of the people in Iran, most, I'd say over 60% of the population are under 30. They don't want these crazy mullahs. These people want to be able to go buy jeans, jewelry, go skiing, have a normal life, buy a CD, you know, listen to their music on their iPods or whatever. They do not want, I mean, back before the rise of the mullahs, where the CIA actually took out the Shah of Iran and put in Ayatollah Khomeini, because he was brought in there by, our CIA brought him in. Did you know that?
Well,
I have Iranian contacts that have shown me even videos and proof that Ayatollah was brought in by our CIA to replace the Shah of Iran. They wanted that religious totalitarianism there. That's part of the dialectic of creating chaos.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why they even proliferated nuclear weapons. That's why we gave nuclear materials to the Russians at the end of the Second World War so they'd become a nuclear power. They couldn't have become a nuclear power on their own without our help. The Germans would. In fact, half the nuclear materials we dropped in Japan were German isotopes that were used with the German centrifuge systems that they developed that we used to actually drop on a little boy and fat man on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't.
And you know, we're really close to disaster now. And Trump, you need to be more Trumpian. I would say you need to squeeze also. Do you know there was enough carfentanil shipped to the southern border? And there's actually people from 40 countries coming across the southern border of Mexico, including Angola. I saw a video yesterday morning of 145 Angolans and Central Africans crossing with children on their shoulders in camo the Rio Grande River, wading through it up to their waist. Damn it, you know? This is a state of national emergency, and I would tell Trump, send the troops to the Guatemalan-Mexican border, start sending our forces in and start killing these drug cartels. You know the fourth richest man on earth? He's a guy that lives in Mexico, actually lives not too far from the Yucatan Peninsula, and he has a major, villa there. And we know exactly where these son of bitches are. Kill him with everything possible. Don't give him a warning. Come in and kill the son of bitches. And if you clean out the drug cartels, and by the way, that means cleaning out the SAD, because our intel agencies are directly collaborating to the tune of $2 trillion for weird projects like DOMS, deep underground military bases, genetic engineering, and off-world space projects. People don't know this, do they? They think I'm making all this shit up. They're wrong. I'm not making it up. The reason why the drug cartels exist is because we allow the narco states of cities and towns in Mexico and Central America that exist. And same thing, by the way, with McMaster and the collaboration with their military to allow these Taliban to actually run the drug cartels, run crocodile into Russia to destroy the Russian youth and to bring in the toxic narcotics into our country through the Mexican border or on planes or in boats. They don't have to come across the border. They can come across up the coast here. I live in Vista. You can have a boat come up from Mexico and just go out 20 miles, come back in, pop into the coast, drop off the load, and you're gone. I mean, people don't understand how crazy things are to the tune of enough carfentanil to kill every American last year coming in from China, shut down their frigging bank accounts of the PLA, take China out of the World Trade Organization. When he's going to meet with the G20, he needs to meet the Riot Act to these son of bitches. They have to understand. And that means I want America to use every possible weapon possible to put the stop to these characters. We need to get our missile defense systems up for us and our allies now. And we need to tell the world it's our way or the highway. We're not going to put up with this crap anymore, whether it's trade or other things. And the Chinese walked out of this meeting. Look what Kim did. He killed his own advisors because he didn't get his way. He was probably advised by the Russians and by the Chinese, you better kill these advisors to show how you're with us. Putin probably said to him, right?
Yeah.
And Xi.
Now, there's still some discrepancy about the information we're getting out of Pyongyang. The leader that I thought was, associate of Kim, who I thought was being assassinated, turns out to be alive.
Which one? No, I heard there were several that were taken out. I don't know if the closest one was gone, but some of them have either been assassinated or put in prison.
Yeah. But it seems as if we're getting some false information at this time.
Do you think
time.
That's being amplified on purpose to kind of polarize the situation because they don't want Trump to negotiate? Because, you see, Kim saw that little pony racing across the East China Sea, and he realizes they could have an economy. Now, I have friends that are Koreans. These are some of the smartest, strongest, most cool people on Earth. And they could have an economy like South Korea in a generation, easy, or sooner.
Yes.
And the fact is that the North Koreans could face not only have starvation and foot-long parasites in their guts right now, they're in disaster. They have the third largest army in the world is North Korea, and they're starving to death and have to go forage for food. This is nuts, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And to be honest, I don't think Trump's advisors have really provided any incentive for Kim to want to denuclearize at this time. And keep in mind that he's under tremendous pressure from those who would like to take his place.
Well, remember the Libyan thing with the Libyan dictator? After he handed over his armaments, he died in the back of a truck, and Hillary Clinton said, "We came, we saw, he died, ha ha ha." And she actually could sell that cackle to Hollywood and make money on it, because she's such a good witch, and she's really good at it, because she's got a 16-foot-8 Draco reptilian monstrosity inside her spiritually, ha ha. I'm just kidding, but that's what she has. This is the evil, I call liquid evil at its highest quality. I mean, damn it, she's scary. She's a scary witch, isn't she?
Yeah.
And people don't understand these people. No wonder Kim looks and says, I think if I negotiate with Trump, am I going to end up like in the back like, you know, the dictator of Libya?
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. I'll be honest. I was never a very close fan of Gaddafi, considering what happened earlier about the Lockerbie.
The Lockerbie, Well, he was a maniac. I have a feeling there were elements inside his government that he agreed with, which is nuts. Just like there's elements inside Assad's government that are in agreement with making alliance with Iran. That's the stupidest damn alliance to have Syria have an alliance and support from Iran. Because that's going to guarantee a nuclear war where basically the city of Damascus, according to the Bible, will be nuked. And there won't be a place for a Houthi. It will be for wild animals because no living human being will be there. It's the, one of the oldest living continuous cities on earth, Damascus, Syria. And yeah. It's going to disappear. The Bible's already prophesied it because Bashar al-Assad is an eye doctor with his British wife, and he obviously doesn't have the brains to realize having an alliance with Iran is a guarantee of destruction of your nation. It's a guarantee when a war starts, you're done, buddy. Your nation's gone, and your major city, Damascus, is an ash heap in the middle of the Syrian desert.
Yeah. It's likely to occur at any time.
We're going to have, tomorrow we're going to have Ken Klein talking about his Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse and some other movies he's put together. But I believe, I'm not going to say prophetically when it's going to happen, but I have a feeling when you can smell the sulfur of Satan, you know he's near. When you can see these signs, you know that. And the thing that disturbs me most is that Trump is so distracted by the Russiagate garbage, he's not dealing effectively with these Trumpian things he should be. And he's got insulated with people around him that won't let people like you and I get through to the guy and say, look, we're in the trenches, we've got truth for you, we don't want notoriety, we don't want to take your glory, we'll give it all to you, Trump, you're the superhero, just let us advise you on what the heck's going on and let your own intel agencies confirm what we're trying to tell you is going on there. I mean, that's all we want, is to get through to Trump, to get the truth through to him. And he needs to understand he doesn't have a full picture and he's going to screw up. And if he screws up, 300 million Americans are going to die in a day, aren't they?
It's that serious.
Yeah,
Dr. Deagle. It's that serious, and unfortunately, his closest advisors, closest aides, closest friends are trying to tell him that Vladimir Putin is so wonderful. One of them even believes that Putin should receive the Nobel Peace Prize. These are people that Trump trusts.
God knows why. I mean, honestly, Trump is an egomaniac. If you massage his ego, he's like a pet that'll follow you anywhere if you pet him on the head. You know, honestly, I understand there's something about Trump that's basically is childlike. If you kind of massage his ego, he'll follow you like a good pet. And that's disturbing because that's one of his personality defects that makes him easily manipulatable by even people that like him. Isn't it?
Yes. We know full well that he's very well-meaning, but for example...
Oh, yeah, he is. He's a well-meaning guy. That's why he's probably the best president we had since Lincoln. But remember what happened to Lincoln? He got assassinated. There's only three ways for the demon rats to win. Impeach him, which is not going to happen because we control the Senate. We've got Durham and Horowitz going to start jailing some of these criminals. Number two, assassination. He has his own private security force. That's not going to happen. And number three, crash the world economy, which the globalists would like to do. I mean, I had late-night TV hosts talk about the idea of crashing the economy to get rid of Trump. They're so bad they don't mind if millions die of starvation as long as they can get rid of Trump and his agenda that would stop their version of the New World Order. People don't get this, do they? And the New World Order version, by the way, it means getting rid of 90% of the human population on Earth. They want war. They want economic stagnation. They want devastation of the ecosystem. They want the green agenda to do carbon capture, to destroy the carbon auction cycle. They don't give a crap about the human race or the ecosphere of Earth. You know, God promised in Revelation 11:18, I shall come to destroy those that destroy the Earth. He promised he's coming back to get rid of those people who were not godly environmentalists. Because God is an environmentalist, believe it or not.
Yes, and the elitists have their own resorts, their own shelters.
They got their dumps. They got their Willy Wonka chocolate factory dumps 2 miles underground.
Yeah,
they're ready to listen to concert music and play video games and watch CDs and movies while the rest of the world fries.
Yes, and of course this is kept away from the public. Over the past 50 years, I've gotten glimpses of what they're capable of doing, and they're doing it, basically.
But the average public treats people like me with disrespect. You know, I don't care if people like me or not, but I do demand respect. Respect for this one reason, not for my sake, because God's going to keep me here long enough until he's going to take me home someday. You either respect me now or when I'm alive or when I'm dead, even 10,000 years from now, with the things we say. Because these truths are not the truths of Dr. Bill Deagle. They're ones that God has in his Bible where he's given me to say If you respect the truth from the Creator God, I will prosper you and make you live long. But whether you're on Earth or in a distant star system 1,000 light years from now, 1,000 years or 10,000 years or 1,000,000 years from now, if you don't honor God's truth, you will be destroyed. CardiVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 1 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
So, I want to make a call for everybody listening to this program and everybody watching the videos over on our YouTube channel and Vimeo. God's sakes, please contact President Trump. Email him, call him, call his functionaries, call the senators, call your congresspeople, call everybody. Contact them and say, look, you need to listen to the advice of John W. Spring and Dr. Bill Deagle. If he listens to it, he can start dealing with these things short of a full thermonuclear, chemical, biological scale or war. If he doesn't, a mistake can start something very, very bad. Very bad, very, very quickly, and really out of control. And people don't understand, for example, we're going to talk about D-Day on Thursday. The Second World War was run by bankers. The bankers are running the wars right now. For example, the Steele dossier and all the solutions against Trump was run by the British and the Jesuits. People don't understand the globalists run Europe. They run the state of Israel, hell, and Saudi Arabia. They're actually fomenting chaos in the Middle East because they want war. They don't want peace in the Middle East. They don't want any kind of dialogue to, if you want to castrate the crazy Muslims so they can't start a war or get nukes. The real sleeper in this is Pakistani nukes. There's more nukes made per month in Waziristan, in the plant in northeastern Pakistan, than anywhere else on Earth, including the United States or Russia. Most people won't know that, do they?
No, they don't.
And by the way, AQ Khan got the technology from us. In fact, the libraries allowed him to have access to some of the tech. Wasn't shut down in the last 2 years of George W. Bush's presidency, his second term. Did you know that? The Waziristani plant was totally dependent on American technology through AQ Khan and access to our nuclear technology. Son of a bitch. And people say, well, how did that happen? I mean, nobody wants to raise it, including the builder, Donald Trump, about the fact that 9/11 was an inside job and a demolition. The World Trade Center was demolished with the same tech they used on the Murrah Building, which is built so solidly, it's almost impossible to blow it up with conventional weapons except for nukes.
Yes.
When they found out, they court-martialed the guy that told me of the special op team, and they fired me and gave me death threats. Now, you out there might want to think, well, I want to disrespect Deagle. I don't give a crap what you think about me. I really don't. I don't care if you love or hate me. I wish you pray for me if you care, because I get the truth out to save the human race from a thermonuclear destruction, because it's not just an ugly death. It's separation from the Creator for eternity, because if you don't get bought into God's kingdom now while you're alive, you're not going there afterward. You don't go to heaven if you don't have a heavenly relationship today. If you don't have that heavenly relationship with the Creator, if your physical body dies, you're not going to heaven. You know, like the Pope made this crazy statement that atheists and other people are going to get to heaven. There's nicer people than me that aren't going to go to heaven. That's really shocking, isn't it? There's actually uglier people than me. They're murderers. They're going to go to heaven because they repented in prison before they were executed. People don't get that, do they? They don't understand God's purposes of his mercy and his judgment. They don't know that, do they?
No, they don't, unfortunately. But
yeah.
Very sad.
Very sad.
Yes. Well, Dr. Deagle, not only is it important that our listeners and our reading audience make attempts to contact President Trump at this time, but it's important that they understand why they are contacting the president or
right.
should be contacting the president. A very important meeting is going to be held towards the end of this month, beginning on
right.
June 27th
right.
through June 30th.
Right, exactly.
It's called... G20 summit, and it's going to be held in Osaka, which is about the third largest city in Japan.
Yeah,
and it's located in a very important area in Japan.
Right,
part of the Kanto Plain where they've had a lot of industry and technology developed.
Right.
This is about as close as you get to their answer to Silicon Valley.
Right.
Yeah. And it also has a lot of culture. Not too far away is a peace park in Takarazuka, where they honored their heroes and dead from World War II.
Right.
And so it's a very important area. And not too far away from Kyoto, which was the first capital of Japan before Edo or Tokyo took on that honor.
Right.
And as a result, this meeting is going to be held. And even though the president met with the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe just a few weeks ago, when he was also there to see the inauguration of the new emperor. I know that's not the correct terminology,
right.
Of Japan.
Right.
And because of some things that President Trump said, which were not entirely accurate, he needs to sort of rebuild his ties with Shinzo Abe, who has really been his closest friend on the world leader scale. Of any leader that I can think of, and as a result, it's more important that he improves his ties with Shinzo Abe than his meetings with Vladimir Putin or Xi Jinping of China.
Right.
So I hope that people understand it is very important for the president to try to contact you and I.
At the very least, he needs to have a phone conversation a half hour a week with you and I and some of our other experts like Ken Klein, whose family survived the Holocaust, and he produced a lot of biblical videos we're going to talk about tomorrow, and other experts like Josh Bernstein, Gary Richard Arnold, and Harley Schlanger, who talks about the Belt and Road Program. People need to realize that we have a collective of wisdom that we can supply to Trump at no cost, no geopolitical cost to him, that allow him to have a better perspective of what's going on and a wider range of solutions to these problems. But he needs to supply better missile defense systems to Japan because they're in target one. I mean, the first place to be hit is not only our island there. What's the name of our island there in the area of this, between there and the Philippines? It's a U.S. outpost.
I think you're talking about Guam.
Yeah, Guam. But also Japan is target one. Those short-range nuclear missiles that were fired off by Kim when Putin was visiting could, I think, strike the northern islands of Japan and some of these other Kuril islands, couldn't they?
Yes. And as a result, Shinzo Abe is in a very difficult situation. He wants to maintain his friendship with Trump, but also he does not want to lose the confidence of the Japanese people. Who are very concerned about this imminent threat to them coming from North
Korea. Yeah, but the only one that's going to save them is basically America.
Yeah.
I mean, our missile defense system is conjointly researched with Japan, with Israel, because Israel's in dire states right now. There's an election about to happen, and remember, the primary issue, we talked about this in the video before the show today, which I put up with David Rubin, is that Israel lost the electoral group of people that were going to support Netanyahu because they... The party that would have been joining Netanyahu did not agree to the idea that there'd be an exclusion of people studying, rabbis studying religious studies to be excluded from military service. And that really brought the coalition down, so now they have to do a new election within months after the last one. And Netanyahu basically has been elected five times, and he's been trying to support the protection of Israel. If Israel goes down... And I know they don't want to commit suicide, but they have a thing called the Samson option. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, very, very much so, yes.
Yeah, they have nukes in every capital of every city on Earth. Did you know that? They also have their own space-based missile defense. I have actually had sat photos from my intel contacts in Israel. They have their own satellite-based imaging called ImageSat, and they have their own satellite-based weapon systems in space they've developed that are totally independent of ours. Did you know that? These are no slouches. I mean, they're a little tiny country the size of Rhode Island. But, man, you try to take out Israel and you face destruction, you're going to die. People don't know that, do they?
Well, they should.
Yeah, one of my best friends back when I was doing my PhD in 73, his father was the head of the Mossad for Eastern Canada. And we talked for hours and hours about how many nukes, even back in the early 1970s, Israel already had. I mean, the third nuclear power is not Japan, it's Israel, isn't it?
Yes, it definitely is.
I mean, people don't understand what's going on right now and how the Israelis will not go down to that, you know, to the Holocaust again. If it looks like it's inevitable, they're not going to commit suicide, but they will call omnicide. They'll kill everybody. Russians, Chinese, Europeans, anybody trying to attack them, Iranians, Turkeys, they're all going to die. People don't get that, do they?
No, they don't, but they should.
And to be honest with you, that they know that that posture makes it impossible. If you go with a bomb inside your body, they put you through an ultrasound, then they put you in a little chamber, and if you've got a detonator, they detonate the detonator, and they clean up all the pieces of your body parts, blown up inside the shell of this detonator machine to make sure it bombs. So nobody has died with a bomb on it and an LL jet ever. Do you know why? Their security levels are so high. And they have young people with an IQ of 140 ask questions. And they ask you 20 questions, and they count the beads of sweat on your forehead. And if you have 20, I heard this from my Israeli friends, if they count 20 beads of sweat, you get arrested immediately. And then ultrasounded. Did you know that? They count the beads of sweat on your forehead while they ask you the questions. I mean, that's how funny their sense of humor is, Israeli sense of humor. They don't put up with crap. Why do we put up with crap as Americans or Canadians or Europeans or French? We shouldn't. You know, I'm basically a Joshua Christian, okay, a Judeo-Christian. And I think that we should not put up, we should be merciful. We should pray for the Chinese that we don't want to destroy them or the Russians. And the Russian people are in grave danger if they've got a maniac for their certain current dictator king. Putin is a nut. He's a demonically energized nut, isn't he? And so is Xi. Xi wants to be the next emperor like Mao Zedong. These people are nuts, and they don't have a version of communism like Marxism. They believe in billionaire communism, where I'm a billionaire and you're not. You're the slave and I'm not. That's why there's more new billionaires that are 80% of new billionaires in the last 30 years are all communist Chinese. Stealing our technology and replicating our technology and then selling it back to us on Amazon and social media and destroying our local businesses. It's nuts. And we're putting up with this crap. Why? 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 I'd like to know, and I think eventually they should dismantle large Intel agencies and even Amazon so we can get some retail back to our cities. Yeah. I think it's crazy what's going on, don't you?
It's insanity. It's inane, and yet it's been going on.
But remember, Amazon is part of the tentacles of the beast. Amazon, Facebook, and Twitter, Mr. Zuckerberg, were recruited by the NSA. They're functionaries of the beast system, which is basically intelligence. So the most dangerous thing, believe it or not, in the future, if we don't have a nuclear war, chemical, biological, which is likely to be delayed, is AI. The Matrix. And guess where it's coming from? Schriever Air Force Base, Falcon, Colorado, is a primary node of the Virtual World Project. I took care of the people working for Cray Computer. I don't know some of it. I know everything in their AI system.
Yeah.
I know everything. And people say, challenge me. Yeah, call into the show, whatever you want, except the first hour of Friday, 844-769-2944. Or if you're too gutless to call in then, call me after hours on the 888 order line or email me, and I'll give you what for. If you think you know more than me about this stuff, you're an idiot. You're going to suffer for it, and our civilization better listen up to John W. Spring, and I call our Samuel Council. We need to break through to Trump, because he's basically distracted. He's well-intentioned. He's probably our best president since Lincoln, but Lincoln got assassinated. They're geopolitically assassinating him right now, and he's distracted, so he's not carrying out the business of being our president and protector. He's like a father distracted to protect the kids from an alligator about to eat his kids.